The Gospels According to Love, audio, Mark chapter 3, Jesus ordains the 12, April 9, 2005. Jesus entered into the synagogue where there was a man that had a withered hand. The Pharisees watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, for they sought to accuse Jesus. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand forth." When Jesus spoke to those who, with accusing hearts, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, or to save a life, or to kill?" they held their peace. Jesus looked round about on them and became vexed. He grieved because of the hardness of their hearts, saying to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." The man stretched out his withered hand, and it became fully restored. The Pharisees went forth immediately and took counsel with the Herodians against Jesus to plot how they might destroy him. Jesus withdrew himself along with his disciples to the sea. A great multitude from Galilee followed Jesus from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and from beyond. Also a great multitude about Tyre and Sidon. When they heard what great miracles Jesus did, came to Jesus. Jesus spoke to his disciples, instructing that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, in case they should throng him. Jesus had healed many, and those that had plagues pressed on Jesus to touch him. The hateful spirits, upon seeing Jesus, fell down before him and cried, saying, "You are the Son of Love." He charged them that they should not make him known. Jesus went up into a mountain, calling to him whom he would. They came to Jesus, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, to have power to heal sickness and to cast out hate. These are the ones he ordained: Simon, who he surnamed Peter, Jesus the son of Zebedee, James the son of Zebedee, John the brother of James, which Jesus surnamed Boanerges, meaning the sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, betrayer of Jesus. Then Jesus entered a house, and a multitude came together again, so that they could not do so much as eat bread. When his family heard of this, they went out to lay hold on Jesus, saying, "He is beside himself." The scribes that came down from Jerusalem, saying, "Jesus has Beelzebub, and by the prince of hate he cast out hate." Jesus called to them, speaking in parables, "How can hate cast out hate? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If hate rises up against itself and becomes divided, hate cannot stand, thus having an end. No one can enter into a strong one's house and spoil their goods, except they first bind the strong one. then they will spoil their goods. I say to you, all sins and blasphemies are forgiven to the children of love, but those that blaspheme against the Spirit of love will never have forgiveness and are in danger of eternal damnation. This Jesus says because they were saying he had a spirit of hate. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers, they standing without, sent someone in to call him. The multitude sitting about Jesus said, "Behold, your mother and your family seek you." Jesus answered, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Jesus looked around at all those who sat with him and said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers are those who do the will of love."